Essentially, this second study, very similar to the first one, but looks at a different outcome, which is fetal growth in pregnant women. Fetal growth is something that's more immediately affected by immediate risk factors in the environment, but also is affected by long-term life experiences of women in their childhood as they're growing up. And these women move on to become our future mothers of Anglophone children. Okay, so again, some background on the situation in Quebec. We have found in previous research funded by the McGill Project that linguistic inequalities in fetal growth reversed in Quebec, in Montreal especially, and that today Anglophones are worse off in terms of fetal growth than they are for Francophones. This wasn't the case 20 years ago. Our objective, again, in this particular study, was to look at how local area poverty contributed to these linguistic differences over time. So we used an indicator called small for gestational age at birth. And that is the proportion of babies are essentially smaller than the average in terms of the population at large. We examined rates in SGA birth over time for deprived and advantaged neighborhoods among Anglophones and Francophones. Some results very briefly here. On the top, if you look up here, this is the SGA birth prevalence over time. Francophones in blue, Anglophones in red underneath, and the proportion, the percent SGA birth rate on the y-axis here. And on the x-axis, we've got the different periods from 1989 through to 2008. What you see here is that the SGA birth rate was higher, but this is not good, in 1989 for Francophones, but that it fell over time to a much lower point in 2004. Same thing for the Anglophones, although it started off left high, it did fall over time. But then something very interesting happened in 1999, after 2003 essentially, there was another little blip increase in the rate in Montreal. And these differences are statistically significant. I forgot to mention the differences were also statistically significant for life expectancy. in the bottom figure, what I show is the reduction in the SGA birth prevalence for Anglophones in advantaged neighborhoods here, the wealthy ones, and the poor, the disadvantaged neighborhoods. So this decrease here among the disadvantaged is observed, as it was in the slide above, and then the increase below. There's nothing really amazing about that. But what is very interesting is in the upper, this one here, that the gains that were made from up to 1999 to 2003 among wealthy Anglophones were lost by 2004. Actually, there's no statistically significant difference between 2004 to 2008 and 1989 to 93. So it's as though among wealthy Anglophones, all the gains that were made in the past 20 years were lost in the past 4 years. Take-home messages from this particular study are that poverty-based inequalities in fetal growth fell from 1989 to 2008 for Francophones, but reversed for Anglophones due to worsening fetal growth in deprived and advantaged neighborhoods. What does this mean? It suggests that Anglophones overall are an emerging vulnerable population in Montreal in terms of perinatal health. And it aligns as well with the life expectancy results that I showed you earlier. What do we do with all this? Because I'm a surveillance specialist, so I'm specialized in measuring. We conclude that we can't say for sure that Anglophones are becoming a disadvantaged minority. More research is necessary to determine that. And tomorrow, if you're there in the morning, I'll show you some very interesting maps of the geographic distribution of these SGA birth rates that were done in collaboration with Margaret Kalaska. She's a researcher at McGill in a small project also funded by Health Canada and the McGill RHP project. So I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Sorry, I need some water. I could take some questions now. if you have any, but I won't be here later on.
So I have a question about a couple of your slides.
Yes.
The second presentation.
Okay, the second presentation. Yes.
So on that small gestational age.
Yes.
No,
we eliminated the premature births because there's a problem with classification of premature births in terms of SGA birth rates. The standards that we use to classify those births are just they misclassify them at preterm ages.
My second question is on the following slide.
This. What we use here are the live births files, the administrative data banks. It's the government is responsible for collecting these data. We did not do anything to change the variables, but it's possible that women over time, for whatever reason, refuse to, a particular group of Anglophone women refuse to declare their Anglophone status because they feel that they're being... there's prejudice issues and so on. This happens with different cultural... No, we can't measure those things. This is just what's reported on birth certificates.